It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. A Wiki Corner brought to you by Niblack Foods, the Genesee Valley Regional Market. We just learned something about Sarah we didn't know.
And something about you.
That's
also
right. We did share some stuff.
Yeah, you're not watching on Facebook. You're really missing a lot.
You are missing out.
Really, yeah, really important things off the air.
You got it. All right, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner? Theme Week 5, people
yes.
who shaped Christmas.
Well, so today we're talking about Thomas Nast. Now, is that a name that you recognize,
it
Thomas
Nast?
It is a
Nast? Name that sounds familiar.
So he was a German-born American political cartoonist.
A German-born American
political
cartoonist.
Okay. Yeah. Often considered to be the father of the American cartoon.
Oh.
Among other things, he created the political symbol of the elephant for the Republican Party, and he popularized the association of donkeys with Democrats and the image of Uncle Sam through his artwork.
Wow. Yeah. Look at this guy.
Nast was associated with the magazine Harper's Weekly from 1859 until around 1886. Nast's influence was so widespread that he was praised by Abraham Lincoln for his support of the Union and his cartoons during the Civil War. And Theodore Roosevelt once said, Thomas Nast was our best teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
High praise for Thomas Nast.
But one of the most enduring parts of his legacy as an illustrator comes from the in the form of the figure who is most associated with Christmas, Santa Claus.
Oh, he invented Santa Claus.
He was one of the first artists to define Santa Claus's modern image.
Okay.
Nast first drew him for the January 3rd, 1863 edition of Harper's Weekly. His image, which included elements from the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas
mm-hmm.
and his German heritage, showed Santa visiting a Union Army camp to deliver gifts to soldiers. From then until 1886, Nast contributed yearly illustrations of Santa to the magazine and in the process did a great deal to cement many aspects of the Santa legend in the popular imagination.
I see. All right, Thomas Nast.
Before Nast, Santa often wore green or tan.
Green
and it was
or tan.
The cartoonist's work that began to shift this perception and popularize the red suit that endures to this day.
I'm showing up in khakis?
He also created the image of a plump Santa with a large stomach, as described in A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Of course.
And popularized the idea of Santa having elves and also hanging stockings.
All those things. Yeah.
And the story that Santa Claus lives at the North Pole was also a Nast creation. His Christmas image in the Harper's issue, dated December 29th, 1866, was a collage of engravings titled Santa Claus and His Works, which included the caption, Santa Clausville, N.P.
North Pole. I got you. All right.
According to the New York Times, we don't know exactly why Nast chose the North Pole of all places, but there are a few reasons it made sense for the time period. For one, Santa Claus was already widely associated with snow because most of the publishing companies producing Christmas cards and other content were located in New England where, you know, it snows in the wintertime
at
Christmas, right? The 1840s and 50s were also partly characterized by the high-profile and ill-fated, in some cases, attempts to explore the Arctic, and the public was generally interested in the mysterious, poorly charted region.
Okay.
Because the North Pole was unoccupied, Santa and his elves could toil the year away without any interference.
Yeah.
And because it was an unclaimed area, Santa could remain a bastion of benevolence for every nation.
Look at that. It works out well.
Yeah.
Cold, but it works out well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Nast had created 33 images of Santa in total for Harper's Weekly by the time he resigned in 1886. After leaving the magazine, he increasingly struggled to find work as an artist. In 1902, he applied for a job in the State Department, hoping to secure a consular position in Western Europe.
Sure.
Although no such position was available, President Theodore Roosevelt was an admirer of the artist and offered him an appointment as the United States Consul General to Ecuador. Not quite Western Europe, but
no, but
fine.
there's worse place. Kind of in the middle of the pack, probably.
So Nast accepted the position and traveled there on July 1st, 1902. But during a yellow fever outbreak,
oh boy.
Nast remained on the job, helping numerous diplomatic missions and businesses escape the contagion. He ended up contracting the disease and died on December 7th of that year. His body was returned to the U.S., where he was interred in the Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx.
That is sad.
Yeah.
That is very sad. End to quite a career. How old was he when he passed away?
Not that old. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But
we'll
he wasn't that old.
Okay. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Thomas Nast, did you,
Sarah?
Yeah,
so since he kind of created our modern Santa Claus,
yeah.
We're going to play Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Ray Charles.
You got it. Love it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. 25 years, Ray Charles, Santa Claus, Coming to Town. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Thomas Nast, who created the modern image that we know of Santa Claus.
We appreciate that very much. Yeah. Let's recap three things most take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Before Thomas Nast illustrations, Santa often wore tan or green.
Nast created the story that Santa lives in the North Pole.
And he also created the symbol of the elephant for the Republican Party.
There you go.
Did a lot.
Did a lot of things. Yeah. He was German born.
Yep.
But an American fella.
Yep.
Right. So he was German, moved here, became a citizen, we assume.
He may have been born on, like, a military base or something.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's a bit complicated. I see. But Ecuador is where he ended up, and then, but not for very long.
Yeah.
Well, that's the story of Thomas Nast, but very interesting. Folks want to learn more about Mr. Nast, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch all of this unfold on Facebook. We do Facebook Live, and we talk during the songs, the commercials, so you can actually get a little bit of insight. Some weird stuff today happens. If you were watching, you know what that was. Plus, we archive all this stuff up on YouTube. Just search out Sarah's Wiki Corner on YouTube for the archive there, made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate your Wiki Corner today.
You're welcome.
Episode 3, we'll learn about the third person who shaped Christmas. That's tomorrow at 4:10. Traffic, weather on the way on Legends 102.7.